Hola, ¿cómo están? Muy buenas tardes, soy María del Carmen Rodríguez y les doy la bienvenida a un nuevo episodio de edición limitada Duna Soul. Confieso desde ya que la idea original de este capítulo no es mía, ni de nadie de esta radio, sino que se armó a partir de un artículo publicado por el diario español El País sobre el sonido del Black Power. La idea de esa nota y, por supuesto, por ende, de este programa, es rescatar el movimiento musical, que surge en el contexto de la lucha por los derechos civiles a mediados de la década de los 60s y durante también la década de los 70s. En este periodo, muchos músicos negros buscaron reivindicar su color, sus derechos y también su talento a través de sus canciones. En momentos en que Malcolm X había muerto, Martin Luther King protestaba de manera pacífica y los Panteras Negras amenazaban con la violencia como forma de cumplir sus objetivos, Otis Redding se hacía cargo de la canción de Sam Cooke para advertir que los cambios ya venían. En el mismo tono, Jill Scott Heron aseguraba que no se podría cambiar de canal ni nos podríamos distraer durante los comerciales porque la revolución no sería televisada. Partimos entonces con A Change Is Gonna Come, en la voz, por supuesto, de Otis Redding, y luego a Jill Scott Heron con The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. El Black Power se toma en el capítulo de hoy de edición limitada Duna Soul.
Oh! dreamer, just gotta carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gotta come through. It's been so long, I lived too long, but the change has gotta come. Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
Say it
Orgulloso de su color, cantaba James Brown, "Say it loud, I am black, I am proud". Las mujeres también fueron parte de este movimiento. Elaine Brown grabó el disco Until We're Free a petición de los Panteras Negras, partido del que era activísima, en realidad integrante. Marlena Shaw canta y cuenta las difíciles experiencias de ser una mujer de un gueto. Escuchemos Until We're Free de Elaine Brown y luego Woman of the Ghetto de Marlena Shaw. Sigues en edición limitada Duna Soul.
Yes, I remember the yesterdays, the poverty that you and me survived. For we tried living on streets that weren't giving, and laughed and cried in youth we died and didn't know. Oh yes, my friends, our history, the memory shall carry me until we're free. The times we saw we didn't deserve, hostility we couldn't see, it was absurd. But we gave joy, each girl and boy, so innocent, our future bent against the wind. Oh yes, my friends, our history, the memory shall carry me until we're free. Desperate kisses in alleyways, the future days they laid to waste our little lives. The concrete park, a stab in the dark, to rest our soul, and we were old before we grew. Oh yes, my friends,
our history,
the memory shall carry me until we're free. Some friends forgotten, and some are gone. How dare they touch our little spot with what they've done? I miss them all, but the future calls, demanding we set ourselves free as we should be. Oh yes, my friends,
our history,
the memory shall carry me until we're free.
Born and raised Catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
I hope pearly white teeth fall out of the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be fought supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the line that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is gonna be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
Jew merchants will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Schiffman will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads, and straighten heads gonna be trying to wear afros when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes con The Last Poets cierra esta revisión de algunas de las canciones símbolo del Black Power. Espero que les haya gustado. El próximo lunes seguiremos, por supuesto, escuchando más y también nuevo soul aquí en Edición Limitada. Que tengan muy buenas noches y una excelente semana. Que descansen.